2008, Mr. Walkoff, Ryan Zimmerman. The game, Washington Nationals 3, Atlanta Braves 2 at Nationals Park, Washington, D.C. Attendance was 39,389 on Sunday, March 30th, 2008. The weather, chilly and 40s and breezy. Hall of Famers, Braves pitchers Tom Glavine and John Smoltz, third baseman Chipper Jones, and manager Bobby Cox. Game highlights. While the Philadelphia Phillies won the NL East every year from 2007 through 2011, this night belonged to the teams who would each finish more than 20 games behind the 2008 World Series champion Phillies, teams whose dominance had passed or was yet to come. The Atlanta Braves had ruled the East for more than a decade, winning the division title 11 straight times between 1995 and 2005. The Washington Nationals would win the division four times between 2012 and 2017, plus the 2019 World Series. But on opening night 2008, Atlanta and Washington had the entire baseball stage to themselves for the grand opening of Nationals Park. The home team delighted their packed house with a pair of first-inning runs, a highly unlikely start considering Atlanta starter Tim Hudson shut down these same Nationals all four times he faced them in 2007, surrendering only two runs in 30 innings. Future Hall of Fame third baseman Chipper Jones cut the lead to 2-1 with a fourth-inning solo home run off starter Odalys Perez. Neither team managed another hit until the ninth. Atlanta's Jeff Francoeur doubled, advanced to third on a groundout, and scurried home with the tying run when Nationals catcher Paul LaDuca couldn't handle a John Roush slider. That set the stage for a dramatic ending to the grand opening party. A two-out, bottom-of-the-ninth, game-winning home run by 23-year-old third baseman Ryan Zimmerman. The story. By 2008, my previous opening days had provided a few lessons in proper planning for the unique experiences that accompany capacity crowds, new ballparks, presidential pregames, and the like. This would be the eighth time I would see the president throw out the ceremonial first pitch, and the second time I would help christen a new baseball cathedral. Camden Yards in 1992, and tonight at Nationals Park. The most important lesson learned over the years about nights like this one? Arrive very early. I also had learned that if you cared about the game's outcome, you sometimes need to stay very late. Three times during my streak, the Orioles had won on opening day in walk-off fashion, but never like this night. With sons Patrick, 21, and Greg, 16, I exited the Navy Yard Metro station about 4 p.m., more than 4 hours before game time, anxious to experience the neighborhood around the ballpark. We had not realized the neighborhood did not yet exist. Nationals Park was surrounded by vacant lots, abandoned buildings, and a few pop-up businesses staffed by opportunistic entrepreneurs. It was an area with a hopeful future, but not much of a present. With a global financial crisis in full swing, it would be many more years before construction would catch up with the plan envisioned in 2004 when the city agreed to pay for a stadium on the banks of the Anacostia River. We were among the first through security and had plenty of time to wander around this modern marvel. Since Oriole Park set the standard for retro ballparks 16 years earlier, baseball had opened 13 new venues, two more were under construction in New York City, and another in Minneapolis. We connected with other awestruck friends who were equally impressed and proud of our team's new home. As we continued to explore, I made the boys stop on the upper deck for a photo of them with the Navy Yard in the background. Better known as the supposed setting for the CBS television show NCIS, it's where their great-grandfather, Lewis Ortman, Roundy's dad, worked for 40 years as a machinist in the Navy's munitions factory. After World War II, he was honored by Navy Secretary John Sullivan for his commitment to helping to train less experienced workers. The energy in the ballpark was much like it had been 3 years earlier for the team's first game at RFK, but instead of nostalgia, this night would create new memories. President George W. Bush was back to handle first pitch duties. When he emerged from the dugout, he was greeted by two men who were not at that inaugural game in 2005, Bush's pregame battery mate and second-year manager Manny Acta and the Nationals' promising young third baseman Ryan Zimmerman. On opening night 2005, Zim was midway through his final season at the University of Virginia before becoming the Nationals' first draft pick that June. The beginning of this night belonged to Acta and Bush. The ending belonged to the Z-Man. About 2.5 hours after Bush's first pitch, Zimmerman stepped to the plate in the bottom of the ninth with the score tied at 2. Less than half the sellout crowd had braved the cold to stay until this dramatic moment. ESPN's John Miller was telling the national TV audience what a clutch hitter young Zimmerman was.
"Last year, he made his hits count," Miller explained. "Despite only 91 RBIs, 18 of them were game-winning RBIs."
Exactly 4 seconds later, Zimmerman lined Peter Moylan's next pitch into the hands of a fan in the front row above the left center field wall, and the ballgame was over. While watching their team lose more than win the previous 2 seasons, Nationals fans embraced Zimmerman as the face of the franchise, a reliable hitter who could deliver excitement during otherwise down times. He already had ended games with home runs 3 times, plus 3 more game-ending RBI singles. Among the exuberant fans who stayed and were rewarded was William F. Urasco, sitting in the mezzanine level above the third baseline. After witnessing the 4th walk-off home run and 7th walk-off RBI of Zimmerman's young career, only one thing came to mind for the 31-year-old blogger.
"I was screaming it! Ryan Zimmerman is Mr. Walk-off! Ryan Zimmerman is Mr. Walk-off!"
he would tell Washington Post columnist Dan Steinberg more than 7 years later. Steinberg had diligently researched the first use of the now permanent nickname. Urasco couldn't wait to make his nightly post. Under the headline, which repeated the words he'd screamed just a short time earlier, he wrote, "Ryan Zimmerman sent a telegram to the baseball world this evening. I am Mr. Walk-off." The moniker stuck, and in the seasons that followed, Zimmerman added more glue. By opening day 2021, Zimmerman would accumulate 16 walk-off hits, including 11 home runs. Only 7 players have done it more often: Jim Thome 13 times, and Babe Ruth, Stan Musial, Mickey Mantle, Jimmy Fox, Frank Robinson, and Albert Pujols 12 times each. All are in the Hall of Fame except Pujols, and the curators in Cooperstown are surely saving space for Albert's plaque when he becomes eligible in the late 2020s. Zimmerman's career would include many milestones. The runner-up for 2006 National League Rookie of the Year, he would go down in history as the only first-year player ever to drive in more than 100 runs and not win the Rookie of the Year award. Miami speedster Hanley Ramirez won by a razor-thin margin. Zimmerman would appear in 2 All-Star games, 2009 and 2017, and establish a new record for home runs by a Washington baseball player with 283 through 2021 with the Nationals, besting Frank Howard's mark of 237 with the Washington Senators. Fittingly, Zim would hit the first World Series home run in team history in 2019 and would savor his most cherished walk-off later that month, walking off the post-parade stage on the National Mall with a World Series trophy. For the box score, play-by-play, and another opening night memory, visit openingday5050.com.